afternoon. Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Monday, April 8th. U.S. equities ended narrowly mixed in Monday's trading session, with the S&P 500, Dow, and NASDAQ hovering around unchanged, though small caps outperformed. This follows a nearly 1% pullback last week, the biggest in 3 months. Outperformers included EVs, global miners, industrial metals, REITs, regional banks, credit cards, casual diners, semis, tobacco, airlines, and cruise lines. Big tech was mixed. Laggards included dollar stores, apparel retailers, China tech, pharma, drug stores, oil majors, refiners, casinos, healthcare services, and tech hardware. Treasuries were weaker, ending well off worse levels. The dollar was narrowly mixed on the major crosses. Gold finished up 0.2%. Bitcoin futures are up 6.1%. WTI crude settled down 0.6% after rallying 4.5% last week. It was a quiet start to the week. A stronger U.S. growth backdrop is still the big story, following a more than 300K increase in March NFP, along with accompanying upward pressure on yields and continued hawkish repricing of Fed pivot expectations. 10-year yields are up approximately 40 basis points in just the last month, and now just shy of 4.5%. However, the street has long flagged a firmer growth and disinflation-driven Fed pivot as the best combination for stocks, and that dynamic remains on the table. This is also supported for expectations that the market will continue to broaden out. Moving on to headlines, there was little on the economic calendar today. The New York Fed one-year inflation expectations were unchanged for the third straight month, though increased at the three-year horizon. Median year-ahead expected price changes also increased for all goods surveyed. Meanwhile, Chicago Fed President Goolsbee commented today that recent jobs data confirms that the economy is strong, noting late last week that he sees continued high inflation in housing services as the biggest danger to the inflation picture. He also flagged complications for getting inflation back to the 2% target. Additionally, there was a warning about staying restrictive for too long. Moving on to corporate news, Elon Musk said that Tesla will reveal its robo-taxi product on August 8th. These comments came as he denied a Reuters report that the company scrapped plans for a low-cost model. Taiwan Semiconductor was awarded a $6.6 billion subsidy and $5 billion in loans from the U.S. Commerce Department for Arizona chip plants. Bloomberg said Alibaba is slashing cloud prices globally as the company looks to protect its market share. Micron Technology is raising DRAM and SSD prices by more than 20%. Kimberly-Clark is selling its personal PPE business for $640 million. United Airlines said it has postponed its May Investor Day amid the FAA investigation into safety incidents. Supernus Pharmaceuticals finished down 6.5% upon a letter from the FDA stating their application for SPN-830 is not ready for approval in its present form. Paramount finished down 5.6% with weakness stemming from concerns about a potentially dilutive deal structure with Skydance Media. Model N finished up 10.1% upon news that the company is to be taken private by Vista Equity Partners in a $1.25 billion deal. Apartment Income REIT finished up 22.5% upon news that Blackstone is taking the company private for $39.12 a share in cash. Looking forward to the rest of the week, we have the NFIB Small Business Index out Tuesday, March CPI out on Wednesday, along with FOMC minutes, followed by PPI on Thursday and University of Michigan sentiment on Friday. In regard to CPI, the street is looking for a 0.3% month-over-month increase in both the headline and core readings. Additionally, banks kick off quarter one earnings season on Friday, with JP Morgan, Citi, State Street, and Wells Fargo all reporting. That's it for today's FactSet Evening Market Recap. Have a good evening, everyone.